So Tammy thinks Jen is still being messy, and Evelyn and Jen are starting rumors about Cece, and what is Evelyn going to do about her embryos? We are talking about all that and more. It's coming up.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Rumor has it she ain't got your love anymore.
Perfect.
This episode is spread those dirty lies, girl.
Spilling all kinds of tea.
Ooh, I love it.
Telling lies. Supposedly.
Well, we'll find out.
Yes, we will. Thank you guys for joining us. I am Elle Marie and my co-host here.
Hi, guys. I'm Laura L. Thomas.
So, whoa, this episode.
Oh, girl.
It is a lot. There's a lot going on.
Well, I was just saying to you, I'm actually super surprised that Cece's shown up to be a bigger player in this game than I originally thought she was going to be. So,
yeah.
I'm kind of pumped about that.
Yes, we have a lot to talk about tonight. So, let's see. We have, like I just said, we have the talking about the rumors about Cece.
Yep.
Tammy thinks Jen is back to her old ways, possibly being a mean girl now that she's friends with friends with Evelyn again.
The two of them together. Yes. I can't handle it.
It's a lot. It's a lot. And we have some news about some of the
tattoo ink related news.
Yeah, so we're going to get into all of that. But first, I want to go over a little bit of your overall reaction for this episode.
You know, like I said, I was actually really surprised that Cece has become as big of a player as she is in this episode. I was surprised by Kristen, actually, too, and I think that she's going to be a really fun player in this season as well. You know, overall, I would say we're getting a little bit more into the meat and potatoes of what we hope this season to be, so pleasantly surprised after last week was a little dry for me.
Same, yes. So I feel like I'm starting to like this lineup. So overall, because like we've kind of mentioned last week, where are we going to go with everything and everyone's story? We need something new, something refreshing. Unfortunately, it's at the expense of Cece, but it is something new.
It is.
That we can like kind of sink our teeth into and be like, ooh, you know?
Yeah, and some clear divides starting to form already, which is so fun and juicy.
And juicy.
Yeah.
So, okay, let's get into the first thing I kind of want to talk about.
Yep.
Is Tammy and Jennifer. Now, I mentioned them because this, even before Tammy brought this up, it kind of rubbed me the wrong way when Jen said that they both joke about each other, meaning Evelyn and Tammy. They both have, you know, mock each other. And Jen is kind of caught in the middle because she's friends with both. So she's like, oh, if something happens and it's funny, I laugh. But for me, I was like, I didn't like that because I think You shouldn't do that. And that's what's hard when you're stuck in the middle of two people.
Is she friends with both?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
No.
In my opinion, you're showing where your loyalty lies now.
Right now, she seems like Evelyn is Regina George and she is that thirsty, what was her girl's name?
What was that? The one that tried to make fetch happen?
Gretchen Wieners.
Yes.
She is. Yes. She's the Gretchen Wieners to Regina George right now. And it's driving me crazy because it's almost like she's attached herself to Evelyn to make herself relevant.
Yes.
Is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn, I think, she's got a lot going for her in that she's got a strong storyline, I think, this season and some interest kind of with the breakup with French Montana, with her embryos, with all of that.
Yeah.
And so, I'm sorry, with the breakup with Carl.
Right, yeah.
And then the relationship with French Montana. I had to clarify.
Yeah.
But I feel like Jennifer kind of came back into the fold and really didn't have a whole lot to offer except that she was an OG. And needed to make herself relevant somehow. And the only way that she has done that so far is to just latch on to Evelyn. And so I don't feel like she's a friend of Tammy's.
Yeah.
Right now, I feel like she's just a sidekick of Evelyn.
She is. And like I said, she's kind of going back to her old ways because when this franchise first started, it was Jennifer and Evelyn against everybody. And they were. They were the mean girls.
Yeah.
And Jennifer's kind of falling back into that. And it seems like it's so unfortunate because it's like, Jen, you're kind of grown, but you're in that. It's like a high school thing where when you broke up and you really weren't friends anymore, now you have to latch on to someone else and kind of be, you know, you have to hate her and talk about her, say bad things. But now that you're cool again, it's like all of that negativity is out of the window. And she's your friend again.
It really does feel like high school with, like, better accessories to me at this point. Yes. Like, more expensive handbags. Mm-hmm. And it just, I get really, I'm just over that.
Yeah.
That attitude.
Same. And then another thing, like, so besides the her issue with Evelyn, with Tammy and Jennifer, was her, let me find it.
with Jennifer?
Oh, yeah, with Tammy and Jennifer. So the other thing was her talking about, no, I can, it's, okay, she joked about the,
well, they did a lot of crazy things.
They did. I'm like, why can't I find it? Just leaving.
I just think she seems super messy.
Oh no, here we go. Sorry, it's just like totally blanked out.
Go
about
for
that.
It, girl.
But when Jennifer told the group, oh, Tammy said hi to everyone except for the one she doesn't mess with. You know, she didn't mean that for a general statement for you to go and tell everyone. That literally meant, you see them, you know I would say hi to them, tell them I said hi. Individually, right. Not the whole group. And it's like, once again, Jennifer, we are grown. You knew what she meant.
She knew, well, and
she
also
knew what she was doing as well.
I was
well.
Going to say, mm-hmm. She knew exactly what she was doing walking mm-hmm. in there and just stirring the pot a little bit or creating a little bit of drama, yeah. Again, to be relevant. Mm-hmm. You don't have to create drama to be relevant. You can just be a good person and be relevant, you know? Yeah. Sometimes, like, the high road is actually better, but...
But that goes back to what you're saying. She doesn't really have a storyline right now.
Exactly.
So she's got to stir the pot somewhere and make something happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think she just seems super messy. And what I really am starting to appreciate is how Cece is handling all of the messiness that's being tossed mm-hmm. her way.
Yes. Yeah. She is handling it pretty well. I think eventually, because they're going to keep poking at her, and we'll get into that a little bit more, but I think she's going to end up just kind of popping off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Cece?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Eventually. Because like I said, they're going to continue to poke at her. But we'll get to that. But just the last thought with Tammy and Jen is that I did like how when she kind of confronted Jen right away, mm-hmm. even though, you know, it was like subliminal, like, hey, messy. Well, I guess that's direct. She's like, hey, messy.
But I wouldn't expect right anything away. Less from Tammy.
I know, yeah.
You know, she's not somebody that holds back. And honestly, I feel like Tammy's in such a great place right now, mm-hmm. like in her life, that it's almost like she didn't have time for that.
Yeah.
You know, so she didn't have time to play the games. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jennifer's kind of coming in and she's like, what? I didn't know,
right?
You know, that what I would say would make somebody mad. I was just repeating what you said to me. Well, I didn't say that about Cece. I was just, you know,
yeah,
all
like,
of this.
I just heard, it's like.
Whereas like Tammy just comes in. She's like, all right, let's call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and I can appreciate that about Tammy.
That kind of shows Tammy's growth, because like it's Tammy fashion for her to address it right away, but that she didn't really go off and she kind of excused herself, even though Jen went to follow her.
Yes.
She excused herself to kind of walk away from the situation because she knows herself, mm-hmm. like, this isn't good for me because I'm still going to probably say something to Jennifer.
Yep.
Because she didn't like how she was reacting. So, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see how the friendship between the two of them is going to play out.
I would feel a little cautious if mm-hmm. I were Tammy.
Yeah. She should.
Yeah.
She should. Yeah.
Which I think she does. Mm-hmm. She's smart.
She is smart. Before we go into our next topic, let's talk about another smart woman.
Oh, yeah. Miss Maria. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So for those of you who don't know, we have a great podcast for you called Conversations with Maria Menounos. And it is hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on mm-hmm. iTunes. Yes.
Check that out.
Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life. A couple people we could send that to, yes. I think. From health and wellness to career, relationships, finance, and more, let Maria be the big sister you have always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe with Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
For free. It's free, guys. You definitely need to check that out.
Yes, and please just make sure that you rate and comment when you go, and let Maria know that your Basketball Wives girls sent you.
We sent you guys.
That's what we do. Yeah. Conversations with Maria Menounos, guys, podcast edition. Check it out.
And another thing, all the new ones, they come on Friday, but with it being a podcast, you can always check it out at any time at your convenience. But always on Friday, you get the new podcast. So yeah, definitely need to check that out.
Get it, girl.
Okay, so before we get into like the meat of this episode, I kind of want to talk about the new girl.
OG.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was waiting for, did they show the spelling of her name? Because I'm like, you're just going to be literally OG until I'm not sure if they spelled it a different way. Did I miss it?
They did, and I can't remember exactly how it was spelled, but okay. It was shortened down to OG.
Okay.
But she's a female football, tackle football player, no less. I did not even know this existed.
I've heard of the lingerie football thing, but I don't think they tackle as much as more touch.
What's the lingerie football thing?
You haven't heard lingerie football?
No, girl, what is it?
Oh, yeah. It's like, it's almost kind of very similar to what OG is doing, but they're literally in like lingerie.
What?
See, unless OG, when they actually play a game, maybe she is a part of lingerie football, but they didn't specifically say lingerie. No, it's like
they weren't wearing a whole lot of
clothes. They weren't wearing a whole lot, so just kind of like the little shorts and things, but it's like a full, like a nice little bra set.
Are
it's
you
legit lingerie football?
Wait, do you have to like pay admission to get in? And like
they have like games. I don't know if they have any here. We can check it out. They have games and things like that.
Oh my gosh,
this it's a real thing.
Somebody, does anybody out there know more about this? Please send it my way. Jackie, I need to probably know what's happening.
Let's see if we can get her on the line.
Lord, can you imagine Jackie and the lingerie football?
Oh my God, Jackie is such a creep. She's like, they're running around with this. It's so sexy. It's like
sipping her beer like she's at the strip club or something. I was like, what are you doing, Jackie Christie?
Some creepy man got reincarnated into Jackie Christie.
Well, let's be honest. Yes. Between the like, you know, bondage stuff that we saw last year with her and then this, it's just...
She's
a bag of tricks, that one. Mm-hmm. She's a bag of tricks. But yeah,
so... later on, I think next week, we'll see a little bit more of OG so we can kind of get to know her. She is dating a basketball player, a guy that plays overseas.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just a little intro to the new girl. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see. Let's keep the new girls.
Yeah, like we don't need more.
Let's rein them in. You know, we got a good crew going right now, basketball wives. Let's rein them in. Let's keep it tight because I can't have another season like we had last year.
Yeah, last season was like, it almost made me not want to do this season, like even watch this season. I was like, I think I'm over them.
I need like a flow chart.
Yeah.
Of like, wait, who belongs to who and who goes where?
Exactly. But when I saw the lineup for this season, I was like, okay, we know what we want to do now.
I'm in.
Mm-hmm. I'm there. Yes. That is going to be good.
Yeah, girl.
Yes. Let's talk about Evelyn. I feel for Evelyn sometimes because she is messy. Then that makes me not feel as bad for her. But anyway,
I'm conflicted.
Yeah,
I'm conflicted. I'm just conflicted because there's moments where I'm just like, Evelyn, you're too grown. You're too grown for this. Like you're too grown to act this shady. You're too grown to act this shallow. Sometimes you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. Like it just seems so petty in a lot of ways. Just these arguments that she picks or the. But then, of course, she's going through her IVF or her breakup and then what to do with her embryos. Would you keep embryos from an ex?
I don't think I would. Actually, what intrigued me was the embryo adoption thing. Right? Like when she went to talk to the doctor, like what to do about them. So I didn't know that was a thing. But I'm glad that that is a thing because it's not a waste of a future child that someone could have. It may be a little bit awkward that you are giving your seed, you and your mate's seed, to someone else.
Right.
I mean, but that's the same thing when a child is actually born.
It's true.
So.
It's really true. But I didn't even know that that was an option.
I didn't either.
And I cannot imagine being in Evelyn's shoes. Mm-mm. Having to walk in and make that decision of like, here's, it's not only, what I was really feeling for her in that moment was that it wasn't just, it was like reliving the breakup all over again, but this was making it final.
Yeah.
Like what we do with these embryos makes it final, and then what? Like, does she I don't know if she, I'm very, I don't know a whole lot about the whole IVF world, but I know that it's very challenging.
Yeah.
And when you get those eggs, they're like gold, you know? And especially the older you get.
Yeah. And that's what she was saying. She was kind of saying she's not sure she would be able to have a healthy baby.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure. I guess she didn't because she doesn't mention it. But I don't think she just froze eggs. So I guess everything that they did freeze was, you know, in hopes that we are going to expand our family. So we're going to do embryos instead of me just having eggs on the side. You know, that's literally putting all her eggs in one basket. But
well, I do feel for her in that situation. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like they do this to me every time. Like the minute that I start to be like, Evelyn, I just don't get it. Then they give me some little nugget that makes me feel like she's human again.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah.
Because that's got to be tough.
I cannot imagine. Yeah. So I don't wish it upon my worst enemy.
Yeah. But like you said, it's you feel conflicted because then you feel for her in that moment, but then she turns around.
Yes.
And does mean girl things.
I know.
I just have to keep saying that because it's what it is. So she, her and Jen are talking and she's telling Jen about the rumor she hears about Cece.
Right.
About her. Like, and then also the thing that got me is you lead by saying, oh, this was like years ago. So why are you bringing it up? But, you know, just saying that she was at the gym, you know, flirting with all the younger guys. And she knows she has this spa and salon and basically insinuating she would lure the guys from the gym to the salon and give them a happy ending or happily ever after, as Malaysia says.
Which I love that about Malaysia, because she's so just like she right. would she's just like, say whatever. Something. And she's like, whatever. You know what I mean? Which I think is so endearing about Malaysia. And I can't even believe that I just said that because. Right. Malaysia was not my favorite character last year, right. but for
she
some
wasn't
reason,
for you, yeah,
for that. Some reason, she's, I don't know, I think I'm, she's growing on me a little bit. But what I thought was really amazing with how Cece handled the whole situation was that Malaysia was like, well, you don't want this attached to Byron Scott and taking, you know, pulling his reputation through the mud. She goes, I don't want it attached to my name.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I love that she was just like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, yes, I don't want my man drugged through this at all. But I'm a nurse. I've been through nursing school. I put myself through nursing school. I own a med spa. I run a med spa. Like, I have stuff to
like
lose,
she's
too.
She's worked for what she's had.
Yeah. And this is not cool for anybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, don't. It's not just about my man and his name being drugged through the mud. It's about me and my reputation and everything that I've worked for, you know, not being jeopardized. So I thought that was really great when she called that out.
Yeah, definitely. And the thing that sucks about this is that you guys are spreading this rumor. Like, if it stayed between Evelyn and Jen, okay, that's kind of fine. That's girl talk. You're gossiping. Kiki haha. That's fine. But then you guys take it a step further and you and Evelyn, like, you know that Krista is close with this woman. That is her father-in-law's girlfriend. You don't think this is getting back to her? You know that's getting back. So you know what you're doing in this moment. You know you want to start some mess.
Yes.
And for what?
I don't know. I wrote that down. I was like, I don't know why they chose Kristen to, like, spill this tea to. It's like, what are you doing?
Like,
you know this is going to go directly back to her. Mm-hmm. And I actually respect Kristen a lot because she didn't engage at all.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, no. Yeah. I'm not engaged. She shut it down right away.
Yeah.
And then she did the right thing. Mm-hmm. She went to Cece and she was like, look.
She should have, yeah.
This is what they're saying about you. I feel like you need to squash the situation. Mm-hmm. And I would want a friend like that.
Yeah.
I would want a friend to say something like that to me. And clearly they're close enough that she did. Yeah. So way to go, Kristen. Yeah. Already you're scoring points on my, in my book.
Right?
Yep.
Because I'm just so like, Evelyn, you know better. And then not only that, so she tells her and then Jen spreads it too when she's talking to Jackie and Tammy, because they go out.
Jackie. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. That's who she ended up telling. I can't remember.
I know, because I was like, so many, like, okay, they went out.
They talked together, and they were all at the Rockwell, which is.
Yeah, so that's what it was. Yeah, so when they went to the Rockwell, it was Tammy, Jackie, and Jennifer.
Yes.
And then Jen also, you know, starts to spread the rumor again. Like, why are you guys telling everyone this? You know what I mean? Like,
do we think Cece's being targeted because she's hot and she's the new girl?
Possibly.
Because all I've heard for the first half of the show was about her big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
How they're all like, I couldn't get past those boobies and blah, 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 and all of that. Well,
and Evelyn's like, are they new? Like, because they just sit up like new ones. Like, it's like, no.
But literally every single confessional, they're all with their boobies out.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's the new girl with good boobs.
I guess not, but I just feel like they're just hating on her because...
Possibly.
Because she's smart, because she's with a good man, because
she's
beautiful.
She's about their age, right? I believe. They're all about the same age.
She's fun. She seems super fun. She seems really funny. Like, she's a super likable girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're trying to pick her apart to find
jealous.
Something.
They very much could be. Because the thing is, by Cece and being around the same age group, they're in the same age bracket, to me, I feel like that would be more threatening and intimidating for you and your ego than a younger woman. Because you can at least maybe comfort yourself to say she's younger.
Right.
But then when someone, you feel like they're kind of killing it too, and they're in your same, like, what do you have? So you have to hate on that.
Yeah. And I think that's what they're doing. So... Yeah. Anyway.
They are so messy.
Wait, can we talk for 1 second about how I feel like we should call this season like the snatch season? Because literally, every other segment that they show, or every other episode, or every other scene is the word I was looking for. Sorry, we got there. Every other scene is like, I'm doing a Tahitian dance.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm going to play football. And now we're walking up the stairs.
Yeah.
And last week, I'm going to do, you know, my workout with my boobies hanging out. Like, this is really like the snatch season.
It is snatch season.
Right?
Yeah. Like I said, Evelyn with her revenge body, because she did. I'm not going to lie. She looked good in that jumpsuit. The little workout jumper she had.
She sure did.
I was like, oh.
Yeah,
if I was around, I'd be doing you like you're doing Cece. No.
Well, there you go. Right? It all makes sense now.
How did you feel about the confrontation when they have their Cece, Kristen, Jackie, Tammy, and Jennifer to kind of confront them? Do you think they should have lured Evelyn there too?
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. I do. I did feel a little bit for Jen and that. In that situation, because it does seem like she walked into an ambush. I think she kind of walked into this, not only Tammy being like calling her out for being messy and the saying the hi or whatever, but then also called her out for the Cece rumor. And really, I kind of feel like Evelyn's the one that started it. So why wasn't Evelyn there?
Yeah. Like, why didn't they go to Evelyn first?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Or why wasn't she at that confrontation, you know? Maybe she
leave
was
Jackie
busy
out
that
because
day.
We know how that's going to go. So
why was Jackie
can
even
stay home,
there?
Right?
Come
she
on.
Didn't even need to be there. Jackie can stay home.
You can go
and
back.
Evelyn should have been there.
She can go back to the lingerie football and sip her beer, and we'll work this out. But no, I don't know why Evelyn wasn't there. I thought that was super weird.
It was, yeah. And like, I just want to go back because I was going to mention this when I was talking about Tammy and Jennifer when they were outside having their talk. Because another thing that bothered me again about Jennifer, like it does seem she's going back to her old ways. I say it again, is that she was saying how, it was a rumor that she heard about Cece. She didn't even really know if it was true. It was a joke. But then you're talking to Tammy and then you go and say, well, I need to know who I'm around. So was it a joke? Or do you think this woman is doing these things? Because what does it mean to say, oh, I need to know who I'm around?
Well, I don't know that they, I mean, do they really think that she's doing this kind of stuff? Or they're just being shady?
So then it's like, just stand in your truth.
Right.
Because we'll see. I want to see how Evelyn is going to react to it because she may prove me wrong. But I feel like Evelyn is going to kind of be more real about it. Like, okay, it was a joke. Yeah, I said that. I don't know if she did or not. I really don't care. You know what I mean? Like, maybe have that stance where Jennifer is just like trying to justify it now. You know, she sees people are coming down on her about it, so now she's trying to find some justification for it. And I'm just, I don't know. I'm not here for it. I was excited about Jen coming back.
Right.
But right now, these first two episodes, I'm like,
See, I never was on board.
You're bringing the drama, so maybe that's good, but
I never was on board. I never was a huge Jennifer fan anyway. Zayas, who's in our live chat right now, I hope I said your name right. thank you so much, because you've been commenting a lot and very engaged, and so I really appreciate it. But they say that they basically are doing to Cece what they did to Drea or Crystal from seasons back, that they do this all series long when they bring a new female to the show.
Yeah,
and
like
if you think about it, kind of was Sania last year, right? Is that her name? Was that the stylist's name?
Yeah,
Is that right?
Yeah, Sania or something like that. Yeah,
I think that was right. It is kind of something that they do, that it's almost, like you said, like a hazing. I don't know, put them through the fire and see what they're made of.
Mean girls.
It's just silly.
Ugh.
I don't know.
Well, speaking of, thank you for that fan that did comment.
Yes.
And we do encourage you guys to go on YouTube and make your comments. Subscribe to the AfterBuzz channel. Also, subscribe to the iTunes channel for our podcast.
Yeah.
So make sure you do that. Rate it 5 stars, hopefully.
Please give us a like, give us a comment in the on the YouTube page too. We always love to hear your feedback and your comments, and just want to hear what you think, guys.
Yeah, and that way you can always check us out every week, because that's how we stay here too. So make sure you guys do that and check us out.
Keeps the lights on.
Yes, iTunes and the YouTube channel.
Yes.
So, oh my gosh, do we have anyone else in the chat with anything about the opinions for tonight?
Not tonight, but. Yeah.
Are you guys? No.
Next week.
Next week we'll have them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Super man, fun. So we'll just see what goes on with Jennifer for next week. But let's go ahead and get into some news. We have a little bit of news tonight.
We do.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, I don't know if you guys follow Miss Tammy Roman on Snapchat, but she did reveal some new ink with her man, Reggie. They got some matching tattoos on their ring fingers. She also included the caption, "The couple that prays together stays together." It looks like they're super happy together. Obviously, we know how in love she's been with him, but to see them get each other's names on their ring fingers feels like a step in the right direction.
Yes,
let's get this proposal going, lady.
The wedding is coming. Reggie, you better propose by the end of this season.
I mean,
hopefully, they're keeping it under wraps. Well, and it's already happened, but they just can't tell us yet.
But we saw her in next week's. Well, when we hop into predictions, we'll talk about it. But when we saw her next week trying on some wedding dresses.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe, fingers crossed.
You know, I like how she told Jackie. On this episode, you know, if he comes to you for help.
Exactly.
Please help him. He needs it.
It was the best. No, I love this new ink. If you want to see it for yourself, I think we got a little graphic there. But if you want to check it out, it was on Tammy's Instagram. No, I'm sorry, her Snapchat. So follow her Snapchat.
Okay. Yeah, check that out, guys.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so we kind of led into that a little bit. Let's go ahead and get into the predictions.
Let's do it. Week.
Ooh. And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I do that all the time. So,
just at home, right? In the shower.
What are your predictions for next week?
Oh, gosh. Well, we already saw a little bit of OG coming back next week, which OG might be the new CC now that the CC stuff is kind of getting. No, I think it blows up a little bit more next week.
Yeah, it's definitely going to.
I think we're going to kind of reach the escalation of our CC explosion next week, and we saw her get emotional in the teaser for next week. We saw her really getting emotional, which I think kind of leads to that thing that we were talking about how personal this feels to her and the stakes that she has on the line because of this rumor. So, I think my prediction for next week is that. We're gonna get an eyeful of OG.
Yeah.
Yes. And see how the ladies respond to another
new girl.
Well, another
stacked fine new
tough bitch, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, another tough woman kinda coming into their circle and seeing how that goes.
Yeah. That makes it juicy. That's what makes the season good is when they do have women that can go up against those two, especially that we have them back together, Jennifer and Evelyn.
Yep.
A woman who is strong and can definitely hold her own against those two. So
yep.
That's going to be exciting. It's good for the drama.
It is.
For me, I just going to see how how Jennifer is going to handle herself again, being in a confrontation with Cece and all of the girls. I guess they're going to be at her salon. It looks like they were at her salon or just a salon in general. And they're going to talk about everything. Yeah, I think they were at hers because if I remember, she had on so they're going to be at her salon. I don't think I saw Evelyn in that clip. I hope she's there somewhere or maybe comes in later. I don't remember. Was she in it?
I think she... I think she was, but maybe that's just wishful thinking.
Right. I really can't. I know it just happened, but I really can't remember if I saw her or not. I know I saw Jennifer and Tammy and the rest of them there, but I'm hoping that she does show up and that they have this confrontation and conversation about the issue with all of them, especially with Evelyn, because she's the one, like we said, started the rumor.
That's
so,
right.
I'm going to predict that she's going to show up to that salon and it's going to get a little bit more tough with the conversation, which is probably going to be at the end, like they always like to do to us leave a little cliffhanger. About, ooh, how's this drama going to go for next week? So my prediction is that we're going to see Evelyn and Cece kind of go at it a little bit. But it'll probably be towards the end of the episode next
week. Okay, so Cece versus Evelyn, who do you have?
Right now.
Who comes out on top?
Right now, I'm going to say Evelyn because Cece is standing up for herself, but not really the way she needs to with these women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's kind of passive a little bit. Like, she's saying like she knows it's not true for her,
okay,
you know, and she's kind of letting it go a little bit, like just at the dinner and confronting Jennifer, like Malaysia and Jackie wanted to speak up more and they wanted to go in a little bit more than Cece. So if she doesn't speak up a little bit more, it's not that I'm on Evelyn's side, but I just think Evelyn might win in that argument.
I don't know, but she did say tonight she's Filipino. She will let that that little temper fly.
So
we'll
see. I
gotta
see it, though. I haven't seen it yet.
We're only two episodes in, girl.
I wanted to come out guns blazing like that. You said what?
We got plenty of time.
Gonna do what to who? You know? Should Cardi be in there? No.
Right? Ooh, you know? That's a good one. Put that one in the back pocket.
But yeah, so I guess we'll wait till next week to see. Maybe she'll show me. Maybe she'll prove me wrong.
Who knows? Either way, it's going to be good.
Yeah, it is.
Either way.
It's going to be juicy. Well, like I said, we'll see that next week. Thank you guys for joining us tonight. I am Elle Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at Elle Marie TV.
And I'm Laura L. Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Laura L. Thomas TV.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys. Bye. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.